Hello, little friends. Welcome to Isa's Story Corner. Today we have a very special story about a kind pizza chef named Marco and the magic of sharing. Are you ready to learn about his delicious secret? Let's begin. In the cheerful town of Rosemary Valley, there lived a young pizza chef named Marco. Every morning, he would tie his red apron and open his little pizzeria called Marco's Kitchen. The smell of fresh dough and bubbling cheese filled the cozy restaurant. One busy afternoon, Marco noticed Mrs. Chen from next door looking sad through her flower shop window. He quickly made a small margarita pizza and walked over to her shop. "This is for you, Mrs. Chen," he said with a bright smile. Mrs. Chen's eyes lit up with joy as she tasted the pizza. "Marco, this tastes different from other pizzas. It tastes like happiness," she exclaimed. Marco scratched his head, wondering what made his pizzas so special. That evening, Marco walked through the town square to think about Mrs. Chen's words. He passed the old fountain where children were playing, and the park where families gathered for picnics. Everyone seemed to love gathering together and sharing meals. The next morning, Marco heard troubling news on the radio. A big storm was heading toward Rosemary Valley right during the annual Harvest Festival weekend. Many families had been planning to celebrate together, but now they were worried about the weather ruining their special day. Marco had a wonderful idea. He ran through the town, knocking on doors and inviting everyone to celebrate the Harvest Festival inside his pizzeria instead. "We can all fit if we work together," he called out cheerfully to his neighbours. As the storm clouds gathered outside, families began arriving at Marco's kitchen with blankets, games, and decorations. Soon the little pizzeria was packed with neighbours who had never all been together in one place before. The room buzzed with excitement and laughter. Marco worked tirelessly in his kitchen, making pizza after pizza for everyone. But instead of charging money, he simply said, "Today, everything is free. This is my gift to our wonderful community." Everyone cheered and helped each other carry the delicious pizzas to the tables. As thunder rumbled outside and rain pattered against the windows, something magical happened inside. Old neighbours became new friends, children from different families played together, and everyone shared stories and laughter. The storm couldn't dampen their spirits. Mrs. Chen approached Marco with tears of happiness in her eyes. "Now I understand your secret ingredient," she said. "Your pizzas taste like happiness because you make them with kindness and love for others." From that day forward, Marco's kitchen became the heart of Rosemary Valley. People knew that whenever they needed a friend or felt lonely, they could always find warmth, delicious food, and Marco's kind smile waiting for them. and Marco learned that the best ingredient of all was sharing with others. And that's the end of our story about Marco and his kitchen full of kindness. Remember, just like Marco's pizzas, everything is better when we share it with others and cook it with love. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.